Hello and welcome to another episode of Pinot and Perfume. As always, I am your host, Sarah Chacon, and I am ready to go. It has been a beautiful weekend, a beautiful day, like a nice spring day in Florida, very bright, very green. I walked the dogs. I got my own power walk workout in, which my husband called me an old lady. I did get flashbacks of my childhood neighborhood, and there was a lady, I forgot her name, but everybody knew who she was, and she was really, really cool, really sweet. She was like maybe in her 40s, and she would power walk in the neighborhood with, I think she had ankle weights and wrist weights, either one or the other or both, and just had her fanny pack, and she would burn it up. So I tried my hand. I got a good workout in, so I'm not mad at that. Did get those flashbacks. And then I, you know, did ponder whether power walking is going to be in my future or not. But either way, I came back feeling good, feeling refreshed. I just got out of the shower, got a load of laundry in. I feel like I'm on my game today. And I am ready to talk fragrance. So I don't really have much to share as far as like little anecdotes. So I'm just going to cut right to it. And we're going to go straight into scent of the week. So this week's scent of the week is Angel Muse. And boy, how the tables have turned. If you saw my first impression post on Instagram, I was trying to be cute. I just put a little dab on my arm and I was like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Blah, because I'm not an angel bitch. I tried the original Angel and I loved it in the first 15 minutes. And unfortunately, after those 15 minutes, all of the lovely gourmand scent, like scents and notes and all that evaporated, and it just left me smelling of stank patchouli. So my first impression for Angel Muse was like, it wasn't as bad as Angel, but I was like, don't know if it's for me. However, when I did my first full wear test this week, like when I first applied it, like I would apply my like a regular scent, I got a very different impression, and it instantly smelled familiar, and I was able to put my finger on it. This is a very popular perfume. I would wager that it's probably just as popular as the original Angel. It's that scent that you smell if you walk into any Sephora or any Ulta or walk through any fragrance like section in a department store. It's one of the scents that just seem to be permanent, that store or that area just permanently smells like. The other one is Miss Dior EDT. I had a deluxe sample of that one that also had that same familiar smell. So to me, that smell is very comforting. I don't know why. I mean, I love a Sephora. I love an Ulta. I love a mall. So maybe that's why. Like, I do like to just go walk around malls, even if I'm not planning to buy anything, just to like walk into a Sephora, sample the fragrances. Obviously, you know, pre-COVID, you could do that. But even post-COVID, you know, you get a friendly sales associate who does not mind, you know, sample the smells, go into an Ulta, sample, walk around a mall, especially in Orlando, Mall of Millennium. It is a very bougie mall, but it's very pretty, very big. And I just like walking around it. I don't know. Malls are find oddly comforting to me. And I know they're probably like on their way out, but I love a mall. So, I mean, the smell of capitalism, I don't know what that says about me, but I find this scent very, very comforting because it's so familiar. Now, let's go into the description. So I'm on the Mugler website, and the description is as follows. As the first gourmet vetiver, Angel Muse is a unique creation that opens the field of possibilities for women who dare. The refillable bottle lets your favorite fragrance last. Angel Muse, a highly addictive indulgence, comes to life within a cosmic pebble-like bottle stamped with the Moogler star. Its tangy top notes of grapefruit and pink berries mix with a smooth heart of hazelnut cream to create an intense fragrant trail in which vetiver and patchouli, Angel's signature ingredient, intermingle. A unique, sublime creation. The first gourmand vetiver. Wildly intoxicating. You got top notes of tangy grapefruit, middle notes of smooth hazelnut cream, and then base notes of fresh patchouli and vetiver. So on me, unlike Angel, the original, all of the notes pretty much stay. Like they don't evaporate within 15 minutes. I'm not stuck with stank patchouli. They all kind of stay and intermingle. If you watch fragrance reviewers on YouTube, a lot of them will say that it smells like a decadent Nutella because of the hazelnut, that chocolate. I don't find that. Like, yes, on my wrists, the hazelnut does come through after a while. And yes, it does have kind of a creamy, smooth, chocolatey smell. But if you spray this, you're not going to be like, oh, it's Nutella. Like, that's not what you're going to get from this. Everything blends together very well, and it's a weird fragrance, but again, it's not an uncommon fragrance, because if you smell this, you will immediately know that you have smelled this in public at some point, whether it was in a Sephora, an Ulta, walking past someone on the street. This is a very, very familiar smell. Now, I'm working off of a 2 milliliter sample that's a roller ball, which I'm not a big fan of roller balls, especially in samples. I think roller balls can be trash. This one is. I'm like halfway through this sample, and if it was a spray, I would have been through this sample this week. So I've worn this 3 times this week, and it's 2 milliliters, and it's like halfway through. Hot tip, which I've mentioned before, but if you email the Moogler customer service on the website, you can, they will send you, I think, up to either 3 or 4 fragrances for free. You don't have to pay shipping or anything. They'll just ask you what you want. And so that's how I got my hands on this sample. Now, like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. This is definitely now my fragrance wish list. Never thought I would see the day when I would put an Angel flanker on my fragrance wish list, but it's there because I'm an alien bitch. But yeah, it's just, I just get transported to a mall when I swear this fragrance, and I like it. Like, it's a very weird, comforting fragrance to me. So yeah, now even with this trash rollerball, longevity and projection on this are above average, which, I mean, it's Moogler, so it's going to be above average. Anybody who has smelled a Moogler fragrance, whether you love it or hate it, I mean, those bitches last and they project. And so even with this trash rollerball, I get all day wear. I don't feel a need to reapply at all. I feel like you could wear this to work and then wear it to dinner afterwards. You won't need to reapply. And it projects pretty well. Like, it's going to project, I would say, like a couple hours, depending on how heavy-handed you are. But I mean, I smell it, and I'll smell it even after when it dries down. I'll smell it intermittently throughout the day. So it's definitely hits both marks on that. And my husband said it smelled good, which he has been complimenting me on fragrances that I didn't think he would, and which is very interesting. And I stopped asking him his opinion. Like, I'll ask him his opinion on a few things once in a while, but I find that if I don't tell him what I'm wearing and he just volunteers to like ask or like volunteers his opinion on what I'm wearing, I think it's a more natural reaction than if I was like, what do you think about this? Not that he's lying in that other scenario, but I feel like sometimes, and I've noticed this with a few of my perfumes, if I ask him what he thinks and he doesn't like it, but then if I wear that same perfume and not tell him, he'll say it smells good. Only one he doesn't do that with is Love Don't Be Shy by Killian. He says that smells like cheap Halloween candy. I see what he's saying with that. I'm about a little bit less than halfway through my purse spray. Probably won't repurchase, but I'm enjoying wearing it. I like it. But he doesn't. But yeah, he says I smelled good. So it gets A plus from the hubby as well. Now, pricing, you can get this on the discounters. FragranceX.com, a 1 ounce is going for $50.99. FragranceNet.com, a 1.7 ounce is going for $51.99. Something called Sensational, which I have never bought from. I cannot vouch for that, but a 0.51 ounce, which I don't know how much that is $39.17 plus $20.91 for shipping. That sounds like it is a scam, so ignore that. Yeah, and then you can also get it on the Moogler website. Now, I highly recommend checking out Moogler website from time to time before buying from a discounter, because here's why. So the 1.6 ounce in Angel Muse Eau de Parfum, which is not the EDT. I don't know what the EDT smells like. This is the Eau de Parfum. It is $76, discounted from $95. Your 1.0 fluid ounce is $70. And then your 3.4 fluid ounces is $125. So those are a little bit more expensive than the discounters. However, they have a deal currently going on that if you buy a large Angel Muse or Alien Floral Futura, let me click back. Angel Muse or Alien Floral Flora Futura, like a large in either of those, you can receive a matching medium spray for free using code WONDER. And I've seen promos like this before where it's you buy a full-size bottle and you'll get a smaller bottle for free. I think of the same fragrance, but if you wanted a backup bottle. So in that case, I think it would be a little bit better deal than buying from a discounter. I haven't done the math on it, but, you know, it's just things like that. And I think Victor and Rolf has also, because, you know, they're pretty expensive and they are on discounters, but their website also has really good deals and sales. So definitely check out the brand's website to see what deals they have going on before automatically going to a discounter. And that's, you know, I'm telling myself the same thing, because sometimes it's better, you can get a better deal. And usually shipping is complimentary on all purchases. Sometimes there's a minimum, but usually on all purchases, and you can get like complimentary engraving and things like that. And also with Moogler, they do have refillable bottles. So you can buy, you can purchase a refill. I don't know if Angel Muse is one of the ones where if you could go to the fountain in a store and refill it. Cause I've seen it at Ulta, you can get somebody to refill it at like a Moogler fountain. But I don't know if that's just for like the original OGs, Alien and Angel, but you can buy a refill bottle and keep your bottle forever and ever, which is sustainable for the earth. So again, eating my words, eating my first impression on Angel Muse. I really, really like it. Like I said, smells like a mall or a Sephora or an Ulta. It smells very comforting to me. And when I get ready to buy a perfume, this is going to be on the list. So I'm just as surprised as you are. Do you like this fragrance? I want to know what you think. Do you like the original Angel better? Do you like Angel Muse better? You want to have nothing to do with any of the Angel flankers? Let me know, because Angel can be a very polarizing scent. Okay, so moving on to fragrance in the news, I've got two stories with you. Two stories for you. The first one's from New York Post. As always, links to these stories will be in the show notes. Sorry, I saw on the sidebar there's other stories that are trending now, and I saw a picture of Matthew Perry in. Oh, God. Time has not been kind to that poor man. I'll just leave it at that. Okay. So this one is about another dumb TikTok trend. People are using perfume as hair dye to disastrous effect on TikTok. So apparently these people are spraying perfume on a hot straightener and straightening their hair in the hopes that it will dye. And it started off, who started this trend was a TikTok influencer called Agbe. I don't know if I pronounced that right. A-G-B-E. She filmed herself applying to a perfume to a straightener. And then she ran the straightener down her hair and it turned her hair because she had it dyed blue originally, her hair from blue to pink. Now that has since been debunked as being completely faked. It cuts. So the clip cuts between her spraying the perfume onto the straighteners and then applying them to her curls, which you never saw like the full applying the perfume to, like, you never saw her like go from one to the other seamlessly, like it cut. So she might, which leads me to believe that she did one clip, cut it into another clip, suggesting that it was applied to a straightener, but it wasn't. Other people also saw that her straightener wasn't actually plugged in, and that it also looked like it was coated in a pink powder to do that effect. So that's been debunked as being fake. However, some gullible people out there are doing it for real and nothing's happening except they're damaging their hair. I don't have to tell you why this is stupid. Spraying a perfume which contains a large amount of alcohol and is flammable onto a hot ass hair straightener, which gets up to hundreds of degrees. So I think they can get up to 400 degrees, which is also flammable. You're asking for disaster. You're asking to make, they said in here, it's the equivalent of making a Molotov cocktail. Like, something's going to happen. Not to mention, I mean, you're damaging your hair. I don't know. I don't understand why these stupid beauty hacks are getting, or any of these trends are taking off. Because you had this years ago, you had the Tide Pod Challenge. Like, why? I don't understand. It's stupid. And so if I'm going to go out on a limb and say the people who listen to this podcast are smarter than that. But if you were thinking about trying it, don't. It's a bad, bad idea. All right, moving on. You've got, this is from Cosmopolitan, and it's the state of scent, how the fragrance industry is changing in 2021. Now, we've touched on this before, like during the pandemic, fragrances actually thrived instead of, you know, a lot of people thought it was going to die out. It's actually thrived and it's been booming and, you know, new scents are still being released. I like to think it's probably because a lot of us blind bought a lot of scents in 2021 or 2020. Even if we weren't that into fragrances before, for whatever reason, we were like, let's just buy a new fragrance. And then that just kind of started a snowball effect. I know I blind bought more than I have last year. And then I had to put the kibosh on that. But yeah, fragrance is booming. It's thriving. It's living its best life right now. And so some trends that are helping it, that people are more focused on and that are helping to bolster this industry and that consumers are looking from this industry. And I think just in general with beauty, number one is sustainability. I mean, duh. People are more focused on packaging, ethically sourced ingredients, and things like that. They want to feel good. They want to know that their purchase is helping the earth and not damaging it. So sustainability is number one. They're looking for brands to embrace sustainability. Number two is diversity and inclusion. Again, not a shocker to anybody. People want to know that the products that they're buying, fragrances or otherwise, are made for everyone in mind. And I think I will go on a limb and say, I think the fragrance industry it's more conducive to that because it's like you have with things like foundation, you do have to worry about like different skin tones and making sure you have a variety so everybody can be included. Fragrance, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about matching skin tones. There's no such thing as a fragrance for a lighter skin person as opposed to a darker skin person. Nobody has to worry about white cast. You know, like how a fragrance smells on you is how it smells on you personally. It has nothing to do with your skin color, everything to do with your body chemistry. So I think fragrance brands should easily pivot to showing more diverse people in their ads and things like that. And also people are starting to test out and try more BIPOC owned brands. And they mentioned some, a few people that I have mentioned myself in this podcast. I haven't tried their stuff yet. It's on my list. I got to look and see if who offers discovery sets, because some of them don't. And I don't want to buy a full bottle blindly, because I'm trying to get out of that. But they mentioned Chris Collins, which I think to date, I think he is the only person of color to be in the high-end stores like Bergdorf Goodman, Saks. I think he is the only, his company is the only person of color owned company to be featured alongside those, you know, iconic luxury brands. They also mentioned a brand called Maya Najee, N-J-I-E. I probably butchered that. So sorry. They mentioned the Nordic Cedar Eau de Parfum, which is 90 pounds. The Chris Collins Sweet Taboo EDP, or this is the Extrait, I'm sorry. That's $225. His is very pricey. Ellis Brooklyn B Eau de Parfum is, it's at $430. It's not bad. And then Savoir Faire Signature Eau de Parfum is $110. And that's pretty much it. Those are the two biggest trends in fragrance. And I think I do see more and more brands kind of embracing sustainability with the refillable bottles, like you see with Mugler. Killian has the same thing. Their packaging, you know, they try to do it from like sustainable cardboard packaging. There's a lot more new brands that have popped up focused on natural, sustainable ingredients like Fleur. I think Skylar is another one. So there's tons more. And a lot of those now are being carried at Sephora as well. So there's definitely options. I think there's only more room for the table. I think there's more room for brands to embrace those two trends and to really make fragrance grow even more than it already has. So that's what I got for you this week. Nothing groundbreaking, but I thought the TikTok trend was funny and stupid and eye rolling. Again, do not spray a hot ass straightener with flammable perfume and try and dye your hair. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. If you want to make, you know, break your hair and maybe make it burn off, that'll work, but it's not going to die. I don't even know what color they think it's going to dye. That's what I don't understand. Do they think it's going to dye their hair pink like that original video? Like, what is wrong with people? I'm gullible, but I mean, I'm not that gullible. Like, I'm gullible in the sense that, you know, in the instance that, like, my husband could say that he, you know, when he goes out, you know, let's say he goes out grocery shopping, he comes back and he's like, yeah, this lady hit on me and she was super cute. Now I know when he's fucking with me, but sometimes he can say like stupid shit like that and part of him will be like, really? And he's like, no, but not to the point where I am willing to try and straighten my hair with perfume to see if it'll dye. That doesn't make any sense. Cause if it was going to dye your hair, people spray perfume in their hair all the time. You would think it would dye it that way. If it was going to dye. People are dumb. I don't know. I can't. I'm spiraling. Anyway, I'm done with this. Bye. All right. That wraps up this week's episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you would like to like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, maybe leave a 5-star rating. I wouldn't be mad because that just makes this show... why can't I find the words? It allows this show to be, I guess, searchable. It just puts the show in front of more eyes. There we go. Jesus. And it just helps me grow. So, and I can meet more lovely fragrance lovers like yourselves. If you want to interact with me online, The best way to do that is on Instagram. I'm at Pinot and Perfume there. You can also email the show, pinotandperfumepodcast@gmail.com. If you're on the Peloton app, I mean, it's not fragrance related, but you want to be workout buddies, I'm hashtag Pinot and Perfume. And if you love Emily in Paris or love to hate Emily in Paris, I have a second podcast that I host with my friend Jenna. It's called Savoir Shade. It's an Emily in Paris recap. We go on tangents. We recap it the episode. It's a good time. Currently on hiatus while they film season two. But if you want to go check out our recap of all of season one, as well as a bonus Christmas episode, because this all came out, we did this back in the fall, winter of 2020, a bonus Christmas episode about a chaste Christian love that's thrown in there as well. You can check that out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, same places where you can listen to this podcast. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you are being safe, having fun, but most importantly, you are smelling good. Bye. Pinot and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacon. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.